Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 128, Halloween and Beyond. It is Halloween. It is October 31st, 2013. It is Will's birthday. He is sick. He didn't get to go trick-or-treating. Very sad. I've got some neighbors who are coming through with a little extra candy. We have some candy. My friend Debbie is bringing by all her leftovers. She just emailed to say. She said all the chocolate was taken, but we have lots of packs of cookies. We'll see what that's all about. I think I'm going to have to go out and buy some M&M's tomorrow. Poor old Will. He's 11. He's rolling with those punches, but he was a little sad that he did not go over to his friend Wynn's neighborhood and really bring back a haul. And quite frankly, Jack is sad about that too. I'm trying to think if I have anything else to tell you. I don't think I do, so I think I'm just going to say thank you to everyone who commented or emailed. Thanks to Barbara. Thanks to Noni and Terry. Thanks to Quilton Jenny, Kelly the Fifth, Lori Kay, and who else? Oh, Linda Black, who commented that she was very happy I mentioned Last Tango in Halifax because she probably wouldn't have given it a shot unless I had mentioned it, but she did and loves it. Yes. I don't know if all the episodes are still online on PBS Online, but they're really worthwhile. You know, the other show I've been watching on PBS Online is a Masterpiece Theater show, The Paradise, which is about a department store, I would say early 1900s, sometime around then, in London. And it's fun. It's not like the greatest Masterpiece Theater you ever saw, but if you're an Anglophile, like I am, or like anything, any story set in England in general, you will probably enjoy it. So I just finished up the second season of Called the Midwife, which I love, and I was so sad to say goodbye to Chummy for the time being. Apparently they are doing a third season, and it's funny because at the end of the second season, the narrative, the final voiceover makes it really sound like the show is over, and it is not. They are doing another season, yay, because I love Chummy. Love her so much, I just went back and started watching the first season all over again. So thanks everyone for commenting or emailing. If you want to get in touch, you can email me at F, as in Francis, Dowell, D-O-W-E-L-L, at nc.rr.com. You can also come by the blog, which is theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. You can see pictures of the Halloween quilt, which I did finish. The pictures are weird. The fabrics are very busy, and my camera just had a hard time reading them. There are also links to my Thanksgiving quilt and the Christmas quilt, which I haven't started yet, but I talk about on the quilt diaries that this weekend I'm going to go purchase the fabric. I think we'll just go on to the quilt diaries. There's just a couple days. I just started doing them yesterday. So we will get on with it. And yeah, let's just go. Go! Quilt diary, day one. It's Wednesday, October 30th. I'm a little late getting started on the quilt diaries this week, but maybe they'll just be this one. I don't know. But I have finished quilting. Yay, the Halloween quilt. It is hanging up, don't tell, with thumbtacks, in my kitchen. I had thought about going ahead and putting up hooks and getting a rod and either making a sleeve for the quilt or tabs, but it's a big quilt. It's 48 inches long and 40 inches wide, and so I thought, well, you know, that's much bigger than a wall hanging typically is, I think. So do I want to put permanent hooks in the wall for a quilt that may be actually bigger than the typical quilt I plan on hanging there? I don't know. Although the thing is, now that it's up, it's a pretty big wall space. It's maybe 42 inches wide. Oh, I don't know. Let's say, what we, I don't know what it is, floor to ceiling. What's a typical ceiling? 7 feet, 8 feet, whatever that is. That's how long. And this quilt, it looks good. That size quilt looks good there. But I will continue to ponder. We'll see how my Christmas quilt, the applique quilt, comes along and how big that ends up being. I think it's going to be, I can't remember. Well, let's not go. Anyway, it may be a bigger quilt too. And in betwixt and in between, I am hoping to do this Thanksgiving-ish quilt. Whoops, we got a siren, which means we've got Travis being very excited and needing to go express his excitement. We'll see if he overdoes it. He does it. Well, I don't know. Hold on, let's pause. All right, siren is pretty much gone. Trav is hopefully back to being his chilled out self. Yes, so that Thanksgiving-ish quilt I want to do that's got pumpkins, not jack-o'-lanterns, and maple leaves. It's very cool looking. That may be a big quilt too. So we'll just see what we have before we put any permanent fixtures into my wall. But I'm happy to have the quilting done. Am I happy with the quilting per se? It's okay. My little pumpkins that I did are very cute. The rest of the quilting is stitch in the ditch, and mostly I just used it as practice. I didn't with the stitch in the ditch, I still was free motioning the stitch in the ditch, which makes it faster. You don't have to turn the quilt, right? You just are, and some of my lines are straighter than others, but I just use that as practice for line drawing with my needle. So it's fine. The muggles will love it. I just won't invite any quilters over to my house during the Halloween season, and we will be good. All right, funny story. Last night, I get on Facebook and I see a notice that my friend Bob Stockfish in Chicago has just friended or become friends with Mary Fonz. Now, I know Mary Fonz lives in Chicago, so I'm thinking, Bob? Mary? Because Bob, who I call Robert Bob, who's one of my best friends, been one of my best friends for close to 30 years. It's kind of freaking me out. And it's also conveniently one of my younger brother's best friends. My younger brother Doug lives in Chicago. And I introduced him and Bob, I mean, many years ago when Bob and I were in grad school at Massachusetts at UMass Amherst. And Doug was at MIT. Robert Bob and I would go see bands in Boston, and that's, I think, where I introduced the two of them. And then when Doug moved to Chicago after college to work at Eminent Mars before he quit to take up the exciting field of mathematics teacher, because he's a do-gooder. He's a do-gooder socialist, is what he is. No, he did. He wanted to make the world a better place, so he became a teacher, and we're all very proud of him. Any event, but he moved to Chicago to work at Eminent Mars, and he ended up rooming with Robert Bob, and so they've been best friends for years and years too. So it's really neat. Anyway, but he's Robert Bob is not a quilter. I'm like, Mary Fonz is a quilter. Robert Bob, Mary Fonz, how's that working? Now, the one thing I did know is that Mary Fonz is an actress. And if you've ever seen her on Quilty or on Fonz and Porter, or like at her when she did her Quilt Con lecture, which was fabulous. She's very good in front of a crowd. She's got a great expressive face. She's very comfortable. She's very funny. So it's not surprising to know that she has a background in acting. What I did not know is that she was at one time a member of the Neo Futurists, which is an acting troupe in Chicago. I don't know if what you would call what they do is kind of experimental, kind of improv. They've had a long-running show called Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind. I mean, this has been going on for years and years and years. And it is an improv. I think people give them stuff from the audience and they act. I have never seen the show. I've seen videos of it, but I've not seen Ben, and I would love to go. And Robert Bob's long time live-in lady love, Diana Slickman, is in the Neo Futurist. I think she's still in it. She's a great actress, great person, a great human being. Anyway, so yes, Mary Fonz was a Neo Futurist, as was Diana, and that's how Robert Bob knows her. He does not know her as a quilter. He knows her as an actress. So anyway, so when Robert Bob put that out, you know, when I saw the notification that they were Facebook friends, I'm like, how do you know Mary Fonz? And he's like, how do you know Mary Fonz? And I said, well, I don't know Mary Fonz. I know who she is, and she's very big in my world. And he said, well, they are real life friends. And he said, you know, next time I come to Chicago, he will introduce us. And I thought, well, that's very nice. I would love to meet Mary Fonz. My mom has met Mary Ann Fonz, so I can meet Mary. See, wouldn't that would be a nice parallel? But I also thought, because so Robert Bob, so like he and Diana, for instance, they don't have children. They've been living together. I mean, it's close to 20 years. They've been together for so long. Don't want to get married. Have never wanted children or kind of past that age anyway. But they are like great friends. And they have a huge population of friends, and they're just really fun. I mean, they're great to go have a beer with. They're great to just talk to, and you know, just beloved in this in many communities, not just the theater community, but many communities. And I just feel like I bet Mary Fonz loves Bob. I bet I could message her on Facebook and say, you know, hey, I'm Bob's friend, which would just give me immediate cred. And then I was thinking, I should say, you should do an article on podcasts, or better yet, I will write an article on quilting podcasts for you. I may do this. That would be fun. And because I'm Robert Bob's friend, I will that will be like automatic. You know, she will listen to what I say because I am friends with Bob Stockfish, as is everyone else in Chicago. But I just thought that was neat. I was like, oh, you know, what a funny thing. And we were both like, how do you know her? You know, it was really fun. So that is my little quilty story. Quilty, get it? Quilty story for the day. It was just kind of neat. And I thought, yeah, because I'm surprised, you know, that no one, I mean, I realize there's not like a million quilting podcasts. Like there's a ton of knitting podcasts and vidcasts. When's someone going to do a vidcast for quilting? Not me, but somebody could. So it's not as big, but you know, you would think since Quilty is aimed at the younger, hipper quilter, that this is something they would want to get in on, like talking about this. So you podcast people out there, sharpen up your game, get everything shiny, because who knows, maybe we'll get a little publicity. To what end? I don't know. More listeners, bigger community. That's what we're here for. So I think that's what I have to tell you for right now. Next up, two things. Searching my own quote-unquote stash for fabric to do this quilt. I should link to the pattern, but gosh darn it, if I know where I found that pattern online, if I can figure it out. I think it's an old McCall's pattern. If I can find a link, I will link to it. It's very cute. What I'm thinking of is my Thanksgiving quilt. Then I also need to get going on the applique quilt. And I have been looking at the supply list. And I think I'm going to go to Wish Upon a Quilt, which is in North Raleigh. I always get lost going over there because it's tucked away in this very little odd shopping center. But they sell a lot of pre-cuts. And looking at what this quilt requires is really, you know, there's a lot of, you know, fat eights, fat quarters, but a lot of fat eights. And then also just like 10 by 12 pieces of fabric. So, but it's batiks. So I actually should also, I don't know what Travis is going on about now. I'll go make sure we're not getting robbed. It's batiks. So I may be able to find some stuff in my stash. But anyway, Thimble Pleasures has only a handful. They have some Moda jelly rolls, and that's really, and some Bali Pop stuff. But I think those are fat quarters too. So no fat eights, no, not very much at all. So I think Wish Upon a Quilt, I think I'm going to go Saturday. That's just that's going to be a better option. But in the meantime, as I said, looking for scraps for the Thanksgiving quilt. And also, I still need to copy the applique quilt patterns because just, again, the chance that I will muck things up first time around are so, so high.
I'm walking out on my porch so you can hear the high pitch of the remaining bugs. So Halloween is tomorrow. That's something else. Will got this costume. We kind of, you know, I feel like I always went as a ghost or a gypsy, or we just made up costumes. But, you know, the days are different, and Will is a Halloween baby. So we give him $50 if he wants to buy a costume, and it's sort of an evil jester kind of costume. But the mask, we went with the less menacing mask. So this mask, which is a skeleton mask, it just mostly looks cranky, like cranky jester. But the jester costume itself is hilarious. He's calling it a joker, but it really looks like a jester. I will be interested to see if he actually wears the costume to school. I'm sure he will take it, but I don't know if he will wear it. We will see. But then he's going trick-or-treating with his friend Wynn over at Hope Valley, which is kind of a very nice, very wealthy neighborhood, and the haul is good. We will carve our pumpkins today, and tomorrow night we will put them at the end of our driveway with a bowl of candy, and if this year is the same as other years, the candy will not be taken. We live at the end of a street, and it's really dark. There's a street light at the corner, but our particular part of the street is dark. It's weird. We live up on a hill. Our house, as does our neighbor, Mr. Eddie and Miss Janet, they live at the same level we do. And so we have these long, dark driveways. And Eddie and Janet managed to get a light put up here. So we actually have a street light up here, but there's nothing at the bottom. So I think that's why we don't get kids. It's not our street is not a good trick-or-treat street. There are other streets around here that are better, but the real haul is to be made at these big rich subdivisions. So Will is off to do that with his friends. Jack and the man will take him. A friend of mine on the next street over has a Halloween party. I'll see if Jack wants to go. He might, because there's pumpkin pie and cider, but there will be also a lot of people I don't know, so I'm kind of like, you know, I'd just rather stay home and sew, I think. But that's the bon vivant. So anyway, so that's Halloween in a nutshell for us, but yeah, so I think that's what I've got for right now. We'll see. I'm going to reread. I just, you know, I talked last time some about the modern quilting thing, and then picked up the latest Quilters newsletter, and there was a column about modern quilting that I thought was interesting, and I may read it again and comment upon that. I don't have any pony in the race, nor do I wish to stir up controversy, but it was interesting what he was saying about the simplicity of modern quilting, and I thought he kind of touched on a few things that I was trying to talk about. So maybe I'll talk about that later today or tomorrow, but I do plan on posting this tomorrow. By saying that, I realize the chance of me posting this tomorrow are slim to none, but you never, ever know. Oh, one more thing before I forget, because I mentioned last week Christmas planning, found that, you know, the big holiday plan ahead guide over on Quilting Jenny's blog. And which is just Quilting Jenny. You should go over there. She is like Jay over at Art Quilt Maker, very regular bloggers, which is always fun when you know you can go every day and find something new. I think it's called the Grand Holiday Plan. And Noni actually emailed me the link, but that was Noni, that's where I had gone to begin with, where I got some of these ideas. And this weekend I did the following. I made Christmas cookie dough to freeze. And I was only planning on doing one batch, but my eyes slipped when I was reading the recipe. And so instead, and I looked at, when it came to sugar, I was looking at the recipe above that called for 2 cups of sugar. So, and my recipe actually only calls for 1 cup of sugar. So I had to double recipe, which my recipe calls for 1/2 pound of butter, 1 cup of sugar, and 4 and a half cups of flour and some vanilla. It's a very simple butter dough recipe. Doubling that was interesting because that's like 9 cups. That's 1 pound of butter and 9 cups of flour. So I had to kind of do it in little batches. But it all worked out. So I got that done. I cleaned out my pantry. I cleaned out my Lazy Susan cabinet. I vacuumed it to get all the flour and cornmeal up and bleached it out. And I cleaned out my deep freeze. Finally said goodbye to the fig jam from 2011 that we never ate.
you know, I feel badly. We've got this fig tree. We're not a figgy people. We're just not. But I got that all cleaned out, put in the cookie dough. Now I just need to not forget that I do have Christmas cookie dough already. And and you know what I did yesterday? I ordered holiday stamps, yes, for my Christmas cards. I want to get Will to take a picture of Travis, you know, wearing a Santa Claus hat or something, which is actually what we did last year. So maybe reindeer antlers, not that Travis will be at all amenable to that. But yes, so big plans moving ahead. My children are mocking me because I'm very much like no Christmas carols to December 1st and no Christmas carols in the house till we put up the trees. From December 1st to like December 14th, we usually put our Christmas tree up, you know, mid-month. A week, 10 days before Christmas, we can listen to Christmas carols driving to school, and that's it. You know, so we don't decorate the house. We're very like, Christmas is supposed to be a special time. It's not supposed to be 2 months of the year time. So they are making fun of me because I'm planning ahead. But that's different than actually decorating my house at Halloween for Christmas. I have decorated my house for Halloween because it's Will's birthday. All right, now I'm really going because I got to go to Target. Yep. That's right, where I'm not going to buy Christmas paper because I do not approve of Target putting out their Christmas stuff mid-October. It's gotten a little crazy. All right, more soon. Bye. Quilt Diary, Day 1, Part 2. I am coming back. It's later Wednesday night. We're waiting for the pizza to get here for Will's birthday party, his birthday. Actually, tomorrow, Halloween, but celebrating tonight. I am adding this addendum because I stand corrected. All right, last episode I was talking about is it Jackie Gehring, who is the modern quilter who has sort of risen to the top of her field, and she's only been quilting 5 years. I'm like, well, I think that could only happen with modern quilting, in part because it's a new field. It's a new thing. So leaders have to be born, and she's clearly one. But today at the gym, I was listening to American Patchwork and Quilting with your host, Pat Sloan. A really good show. You know what drives me crazy? The sound quality. She sounds like she's phoning it in. I mean, not in terms, I mean, her enthusiasm, that has a negative connotation that I don't want because her enthusiasm is always wonderful and she's fun to listen to. But the sound quality, it has that tinny sound to it. I don't know what that is, but in any event, she's interviewing, I'm going to say Sherry Reynolds, I believe is the name. She had a quilt that I think last year won the whole big raw deal at Houston. You know how long she's been quilting? 8 years. Okay, Jackie Gehring, only 5, right? But Sherry Reynolds, only 8, and I have seen her quilt. It's like American something. It's a patriotic kind of quilt. And I hope this doesn't make you hate me, but I'm a little wary of patriotic quilts. I don't know why. My dad was in the Army. My grandfather was in the Army. I'm a patriotic person, but there's something about it that kind of, I don't know. I'm wary, you know? Let's not even go there. I don't want to suggest I'm anything but patriotic, and at the same time, sometimes it just, I don't know, but it's a beautiful quilt. My guess is you have seen a picture of it. It's a deserved, should have won. Well, you know, who am I? I'm not a judge, but no complaints. But this woman's only been quilting 8 years, traditional quilter. So apparently it's not whether you're a modern quilter or traditional quilter. It's whether you're like a really good quilter or me. So, because I'm what? What are we here? 5 years of quilting? I'm about 5 years. I will not be winning Houston anytime soon. In fact, never, never will win Houston. That's not really a goal. So I'm not saying this with any kind of bitterness. Like, give me another whiskey. Give me another drink, bartender, because I'm never going to win Houston. It's not my thing. But I also, in the short period, or you know, getting on a longer period of time with the quilting, I still need help. I still have a lot to learn. I still need to do a lot of work. And apparently Sherry Reynolds, and I hope I'm getting her name right, it's I'm the only thing that's making me pause is there's a writer named Sherry Reynolds, could be the same woman for all I know. So, but I'm thinking, am I mistaking her name? But I'm pretty sure it's Sherry Reynolds. In any event, so I do, I stand corrected. Apparently there are people who are geniuses, whatever kind of quilting they take up, and they get it, and they're good right away. And then there's me, and I'm not being really sad sacky. I'm happy with the work I'm doing. I'm learning, and I'm having fun, and I'm not a perfectionist. I mean, I am in some ways, but when it comes to quilting, I'm not, you know, I'm not a competitive quilter, which is nice because I'm competitive in other aspects of my life. And that, in fact, is why I don't really want to get into... I did a show, if you recall, if you've been with me for a while, you know that I did submit a quilt, a very early quilt, not a good quilt, but a quilt to the Guild show a few years ago. And it got hung way back in the corner. I always remember I got this great comment from Darla, which was nobody puts Francis in the corner. It was great. It made the whole experience just like livable, doable, no longer an experience of shame, but an experience of community. So thank you, Darla, over at Scientific Quilter. That was a great, great comment. But I'm sure if I did a quilt now, I don't think it would, you know, first of all, we know I got hung in the one, it wasn't a great quilt, but two, I'm not anyone in the guild knew. Someone had to be hung in that corner. It was going to be me, because then everyone's like, who's Frances Dow? We don't know who Frances Dow. She's going in the corner, way in the back, by the way. But I also, I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I don't want to go there, because, you know, as a writer, my books are reviewed on Amazon and on Goodreads by people. I mean, it's weird to have your work out there and anyone can comment on it. You know what? It's interesting to me. It's like I always get very respectful reviews from professional reviewers. I often get respectful reviews from non-professional reviewers, but there are reviewers who are just like, you know, I would like to review you as a reviewer. I think there should be a site for authors reviewing Goodreads reviewers and saying this reviewer is a great reviewer, he or she, and it's mostly she's, I think, at least reviewing the children's fiction, is really responsible and is very thorough and what have you, and seems to have a set of criteria that's reasonable and understandable. This other reviewer, on the other hand, is a jerk. You know, I think we authors should review the reviewers. That's my fantasy, because sometimes you feel like, wow, you get these reviews that are really irresponsible. I don't need any more reviews in my life, which is why I'm not really into the quilt show thing. I think I'd like to have an area of my life, something that I love and I'm passionate about, and I love writing and I'm passionate about writing. But with quilting, I love it. I'm passionate about it. I don't want reviews. I don't want the, you know, whatever kind. I mean, I know there's no site. There's no online site for reviewing quilts, but there are shows. No reviews for me. Thank you. I'm just having fun sitting here in my little world, in my little room here, making quilts, having fun. Everybody, you know, all the muggles love them. You know, you guys are so kind and supportive. That's a really good place to be. So, anyway. So I'm good where I am. I want to get better because it's fun. You know, the more you can do, the more you can do, right? And so it's fun to me. I want it to stay fun. But apparently some people, they're having fun and figuring it out a lot faster than I am. And I say more power to them. But I also just want to say I stand corrected. You can get to the top of your game in under 10 years as a traditional quilter or a modern quilter. So there you have it. All right, perhaps a little bit more tomorrow, but I do plan on posting this episode on Thursday because I am so committed to being a Thursday girl again. I just loved it. I've missed it. And I noticed that the more regular I am about posting, the more comments I get, the more you trust me again to be a part of your life. So anyway, Pizza Soma's here. I'm out of here. Bye. Quilt Diary, day 2, I guess. And also, day end. I'm just recording this to finish up. It is Thursday, October 31st, Halloween, Will's 11th birthday. Will is sick. This is so sad. He is sick and was not able to go trick-or-treating. We do have some neighbors who are going to bring leftover candy, and we have candy, but bless his heart. Bless my heart for spending $50 on a costume that he'll probably outgrow or lose interest in by next year, but that's just the way that goes. Yeah, you can't win them all. But anyway, we just watched Monsters, Inc., which I'd never watched, and it's quite funny and good. So if you've not watched it, I recommend it. I got started this afternoon on my Thanksgiving quilt, which is, as I've discussed, a pumpkin quilt, but not a jack-o'-lantern quilt. And there's going to be a lot of cutting involved. I'm using mostly my own scraps, not buying a lot of new fabric. I did have to pick up some creams, and I just went to Joann's and bought some cream fat quarters and a few tans and creams, and but it's, you know, it's like from each one you're like, cut 1 3 by 11.5 inch strip, and from that same piece of fabric cut 4 2 3/8 squares. You know what, I think 3/8, 7/8, why not just go up? Do you know what the difference between 2 3/8 and 2.5 is? Like nothing. Nothing. It's like an eyelash. Why? I don't know why. I think these are useless measurements and I'm against them. I'm doing them, but I don't get them. So anyway, a lot of cutting on this quilt, I can tell. But we're going to have kind of a rainy, cold weekend. So it'll be a good weekend for doing lots of cutting. I'm going to wrap up here and go back and start at the beginning. I hope you had a great Halloween. I hope you had a better birthday than Will's had today. And I hope you get a lot of quilting done this week as we move into the holiday season, sort of. Not really, although if you go to Target, you will think you're there. Also, if you look at the magazine rack, yes. But those of us who make things, not me, I make things, but I'm not making stuff for Christmas, but a lot of us do, a lot of you do. Get on it, girls, because it's a coming. All right, have a great week. I'll see you next week.